War turns the inside out. In one bright, searing millisecond, the private becomes public. Homes are ripped open, and people and the possessions of a lifetime spread across the street.
I hope this madness will be over one day. Why are people experiencing such a nightmare? How many people died? We lived, we worked, it was our everything, our life. I hope for a better future, but I don't know. But for tonight, I have somewhere to sleep.
Thankfully, Maria and her family were out. But several people were killed when the missile arrived in Vyshkorod. The Russians presumably aimed for the nearby power plant and missed. But across the country, enough energy targets were hit to leave much of Ukraine without electricity or water. The government is setting up so-called invincible points so people can warm up.
People can come here to drink some tea or coffee, to spend time in a warm place, to eat some cookie or charge their phones.
It's basic, but as winter bites in earnest, it could be the difference between life and death. For millions of Ukrainians, this is their current existence, walking up endless flights of stairs in dark apartment buildings with no water and no heat. Let's check this radiator on the wall. Yeah, stone cold. Aliona lives on the 8th floor with her husband and young son. For them, the gloom and the chill is inconvenient, but no emergency. They fight the blackouts with technology, both modern...
I have to put that.
Yeah, it's the Christmas atmosphere in November.
And old.
The life is different. It's a bit strange, yeah, to live in Kyiv and to use this this thing to prepare the tea.
Do you think the Russians are hoping that these missile attacks hitting the electricity will break the will of the people here?
I don't know any person who is ready to go to the negotiations with Russians because of these missiles, these strikes.
Aliona is confident the power will be back on soon and that Ukrainian resistance will not be broken. Maury Challens, Al Jazeera, Kyiv region.